You are listening to KNNALP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lutheran and Community Radio, KNNA 95.7, Lincoln, Nebraska.
If you have questions you have been wanting to ask a pastor, but haven't for whatever reason, then here is your chance. You can send your questions to the Y-Files, where we will then ask your question on the Y-Files program on your behalf. Just go to the Y-Files Facebook page and submit a question. It's that easy. Tune in to the Y-Files every Sunday at 2 p.m. for new episodes. You don't want to pass this up.
KNNA The Cross on your car radio is amazing. What makes it more amazing is the ability to listen to 95.7 FM on the web at www.thecross957.org. Plus, you can check out our archive shows and listen to previous programs on demand. It's easy, it's educational, it's KNNA The Cross. Thecross957.org. That's thecross957.org.
Every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m., yours truly, old lovable Jack Kirk,
and me, Nancy, who Jack calls Princess Nancy, will take you on a quick musical walk back in time with the music of the big band era.
And we also bring you some of the history of those times,
along with the information on local Lincoln area dance bands for your listening and dancing pleasure.
Why not join Nancy and me every Friday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on When Music Was Music, right here on The Cross, KNNALP FM 95.7.
Six, seven, eight.
Welcome, everybody, to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hi.
Hi, you are?
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Callie.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here to bring you the glitz and glam of the Broadway and movie musical genre.
Genre.
We were watching the Aristocats last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, Zsa Zsa Gabor is in that movie.
Yeah.
She does the voice for the Mama Kitty. Anyways, but there was like, oh, George. Yeah. Just... okay, anyways, whatever. If you haven't seen the movie, go see it. It's cute. It came out in 1960.
Yeah, we were talking, though. We were trying to look up the year for it just because I was, like, you know, curious, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly had no idea it was that old.
Disney actually hand-drew their their cartoons.
I just assumed it came out when I was little. And I don't mean, like, in the 90s, like, when the heyday of, you know, the Aladdin and Little Mermaid and all those came out. Between 94 and 97 or so. I did not. I thought it was like when I was ittier, bittier than that.
Oh,
and then
I
said like 1960. I was like, wait, that's when my mama was little. Not me.
You know, it's from when we were little, because that was the first time that we saw it.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's standard the test of time kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, it was timeless, because I really just thought that was just the style of drawing, not that it was from like a period of style.
You didn't understand that when we were kids.
Yeah, nope, didn't think that. And then I hadn't really watched it since I was little. I love that movie. That's a good movie.
It is a good movie. We want to welcome you guys to another lovely episode of Notes from the Stage. And we've got a lot of good music tonight for you. Once again. I mean, we always do.
Yeah.
So why don't we start it off with a musical called Crazy for You.
Drop that long face, come on, have your fling. Why keep nursing the blues? If you want this old world on a string, put on your dancing shoes. Stop wasting time, put on your dancing shoes. Watch your spirits climb. Shall we dance or keep on moping? Shall we dance and walk on air? Shall we give in to despair? Or shall we dance with never a care? Hey! Life is short, we're growing older, don't you be an also-ran. You better dance, little lady, dance, little man. Dance whenever you can.
That was the song, Shall We Dance? Ow.
It stuck on my shoe.
Don't pull my headphone cord.
I didn't mean to. I'm so sorry.
Ow.
Live radio.
Like, I'm wondering why my head's about to hit the table. And because Ashley's foot is wrapped around the cord for my headphones.
Well, I was just kicking my foot and my shoe got caught on her headphone cord. Oh, wow.
I love it. Anyways, that was Shall We Dance from Crazy for You. Sorry, I just can't get over that now.
I know. Because I'm just like literally, because people don't know we're facing each other.
Yeah.
And that way we can see each other. All I can imagine is our head just going smack right into the keyboard. I'm sorry. That was, anyway. Okay.
Okay, so really quick, Ashley, before we talk about Crazy for You, there is something that I wanted to mention to everybody at the beginning of our show, because last week we mentioned it on the end of our show. So, Ashley and I, as much as I love producing our show, I don't really feel like I get to fully have conversations with Ashley without having my mind go in 5 million different directions.
Yeah, she's already working on the next song.
Yeah, trying to figure out how our timing is, where we're at with everything. You know, it just gets to be a bit much when I want to actually just sit and talk with you about all these shows and play good music.
Well, that we can really tap into your knowledge.
Exactly. My good old noggin I got up here. So if you or anybody you know who would possibly be interested in becoming a producer for our show, we would welcome you with open arms.
Yeah. Sorry you don't get paid.
Yep.
Because we're all volunteer up here.
It's all volunteer. No money, nothing. You might get paid in food every once in a while.
Yeah, Kelly's really good at doing that. Yeah, she really moms us up here.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
You'll get paid with us bringing you wealth of knowledge.
Uh-huh. You don't have to know anything about Broadway musicals. You don't even have to like it.
You don't have to own any either.
Exactly. Yep, I say exactly a lot, don't I?
That's okay.
That's all right.
That's true.
Anyways, if you would like to be a producer for our show, we would love it. We just need some extra help. It's just how it is. So, anyways, if you want to contact us and you want to inquire even, ask questions or so, let us know. You can either email us, which is?
At notesfromthestage@gmail.com.
Okay. And then they can also send us a message on Facebook if you just search for
Notes from the Stage.
Right
then,
on.
Yeah, send us a message from that.
Okay. That sounds good. That sounds good. So, yeah, if you're interested, let us know. All right.
Please.
Back to the music, Ashley.
Yeah, okay.
Crazy.
So anyway, this production.
Crazy for feeling.
We have been doing that this whole time. Nobody knows that. As we were putting in the music, as we not only put it on the schedule, I was singing it.
Ugh. It's been awful. But
just breaking up. And we've only been singing that one portion.
So every time we hear the word crazy or we say crazy, we think of that Patsy Cline.
Yep.
Anyways, go ahead.
So anyway, this production was only or has only done 3 tours. And when it came out in 1992, so the Broadway one, it was nominated for 17 awards between the Drama Desk Awards and the Tony Awards.
It was nominated?
Yes.
Okay. So how many of those did they actually win?
I knew you were going to ask me that, so I quickly scrolled. 5.
5. Okay. That's not bad. I mean, some people get nominated for like 20 of them and then and they don't win any.
Yeah,
so
the Drama Desk get one outstanding musical choreography. So 2 of those, and then the Tonys, it won best musical, best choreography, and best costume design.
Cool.
Yeah. So anyway, and then the it went out for in 1993, it had the London, that original one in London. It came out there, and it was nominated for 7 Laurence Olivier Awards, and it won 3. And then it did another revival in 2011, and it was nominated for 2 and won 2 at the Laurence Olivier Awards.
Huh. Well, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I love Broadway.
Then he lightly touched down. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age as he spoke right out. He talked of life. He laughed, slapped his leg a step. He said his name, Bojangles, then he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants, a better stance, oh, he jumped so high and clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh, shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles. Dance for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke with tears of 15 years how his dog and he traveled about. His dog up and died. After 20 years, he still grieved. He said, I dance now at every chance in honky-tonks for drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars, he said, I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles.
That was the song Mr. Bojangles from the 1999 original Broadway show Bye Bye Blackbird.
short in love and life that ain't so bad. I only hope to God that I go first. I couldn't live on memories. I'm sorry, but I'm not that strong. There are some things in life you can't replace. A love like ours don't happen twice. When all his days are through, mine will be too.
Diane Ain't So Bad from the 2012 Broadway show, Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, so this when this opened up, it was only open on Broadway for 4 weeks because the critics were so not impressed with it. But
really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I didn't think it was that bad. I kind of liked it. It's very bluegrassy jazz. And that's, I guess, a consensus through all of the songs. That's kind of the whole basis. It's very country music type. Anyway, I liked it.
Okay.
I was all about it. All right. But it's done quite a bit of touring. It has toured internationally, I should say. Not so much here. it was converted into Japanese and stayed there for a while. Did pretty good. It's also been put into Korean. It was actually one of the very first Korean language, like translated into Korean, to play internationally over there.
Oh, wow.
They've since done a whole bunch of other stages, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's gone to UK, Germany, Ireland, and the Czech Republic area.
Very nice.
I know it's done
it's
a lot of touring.
Well, for itself then.
Yeah. I'd say the people, actually kind of liked it. It actually was nominated for eight awards and won 2 Tonys.
Oh.
So, like I said, it did fairly okay, but it's just the critics were not a big fan. So that's why it only lasted 4 weeks. And they said, you're out of here. And they kicked it out of the U.S. and sent it international.
Jeepers.
Huh. Cool. Weird.
Cool. Up next, we have a musical called Brigadoon.
Thank you. many a lassie, as everyone knows, will try to be married before 25. So she'll agree to most any proposal. All he must be is a man and alive. I hold a dream and there's no compromising. I know there's one certain laddie for me. One day he'll come walking o'er the horizon. But should he not, then an old maid I'll be. Foolish ye may say, foolish I will stay, waiting for my dearie, and happy am I to hold my heart till he comes strolling. When he comes, my dearie, one look and I'll know that he's the dearie I've been wanting so. Though I'll live 40 lives till the day he arrives, I'll not ever, ever grieve. For my hopes will be high that he'll come strolling by. For you see, I believe that there's a laddie weary and wandering free who's waiting for his dear.
When lassies sit and have no men, oh, how long becomes the night?
But I fear the night is longer when the lad's not right.
Waiting for
Waiting for My Dearie, sung by Carol Richards, Bonnie Murray, Ann Biggs, Betty Allen, and the MGM Studio Chorus. That was from the 1953 version of Brigadoon. And I say version, why?
There was many, many, many versions of this. This is probably one of the ones out there that I have never heard of that has had so many adaptations or revivals or whatever you want to call it. The film itself won 5 Primetime Emmy Awards. Just that one alone. The Broadway play was converted into a Broadway play or musical. Sorry. There's a total of 12 tours or residencies that it's had all over. But there's been quite a few. There's been five Broadway ones alone where it's had like said residencies and different revivals of it. It has recorded, there is 8 albums out running around of Brigadoon from all the different revivals, all the different years, different places. So anyway, there's 8 of those, but the one you heard was the one from the film about the cast recording. So I also did a little research. I wasn't 100% sure what Brigadoon, because I've never seen it. Have you seen it, Callie?
I have not. Isn't Gene Kelly in it?
Yes, which I feel like I should have seen this if Gene Kelly's in it. I feel kind of like I was, but I mean, back then they were pumping out movies like every week, practically. I mean, gosh, there were so many movies put out in the 50s with Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire and all of them. So
yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
So I guess it's probably reasonable that we somehow missed it. But anyway, there, so I looked. It's, Brigadoon means it's a Scottish village that appears for one day every 100 years. And so I guess the basis of it is that a guy is in Scotland as a tourist, and this town, mysterious, mythical town, pops up for that one day, and he falls in love with a girl from that town, that village.
Oh, okay.
And it's about their love story. So, but I was like, that's so random for one day.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, yeah.
We'll definitely have to check that one out.
I know. Soon. It's on my list.
Gonna have to do that. So yeah. All right. Next up, we have the musical Company.
I'd like to propose a toast. Here's to the ladies who lunch. Everybody laugh. Lounging in their caftans and planning a brunch on their own behalf. Off to the gym, then to a fitting, claiming their fat, and looking grim, 'cause they've been sitting, choosing a hat. Does anyone still wear a hat? I'll drink to that. Here's to the girls who stay smart. Aren't they a gas? Rushing to their classes in optical art, wishing it would pass. Another long, exhausting day, another $1,000, a matinee, a pinter play, perhaps a piece of Mahler's. I'll drink to that. And one for Mahler. Here's to the girls who play wife. Aren't they too much? Keeping house but clutching a copy of Life just to keep in touch. the ones who follow the rules and meet themselves at the schools, too busy to know that they're fools. Aren't they a gem? I'll drink to them. Let's all drink to them. And here's to the girls who just watch. Aren't they the best? When they get depressed, it's a bottle of scotch plus a little jest. Another chance to disapprove, another brilliant singer, another reason not to move, another vodka stinger. So here's to the girls on the go, everybody tries. Look into their eyes and you'll see what they know. Everybody dies. A toast to that invincible bunch, the dinosaur surviving the crunch. Let's hear it for the ladies who lunch. Everybody rise.
That was The Ladies Who Lunch by Elaine Stritch from the 1970 original Broadway show Company.
Yeah, so this, in 97, when this came out, it was one of the very first productions to have adult themes and relationships.
Oh.
So more of like down to earth is basically what it was saying in the article.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean, I've never seen it either, but I'm excited to. It was nominated for a record-setting 14 Tonys and won 6 of those.
Holy cow.
I know, right? Like, that's a lot. And that I did a little extra search because why not? Hal Prince, who actually just died on July 30th.
Okay.
At age 91. And I told you, I remember last week.
We talked about that.
Yep. For last week. And we had talked about how big of a producer he was.
Yes.
He actually has won the most Tonys overall for his whole career. And he has won 21 Tonys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then actress Audra McDonald has won 6 as a performer.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, we have a guest up here. Hey. Hold on. We'll be right back after this song.
Together right away, we'll be having twice the fun. And
That was Let's Get Together by the talented and funny Haley Mills, who played herself and her twin sister.
Yeah.
One person in the 1960 film, The Parent Trap.
Yeah. So Mr. Mitch Evers, who played the dad.
Yes.
There's a scene in the movie where he falls over a chair.
Yeah. That's when Margaret O'Hara comes back.
Huh? Yes.
For the first time, and he sees his ex-wife for the first time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when he fell, he actually fell so hard that he cracked a rib, but just picked himself right back up and just kept on going like nothing ever happened. People didn't even find out until after the fact. Like,
no way.
After that scene had completely ended, like later at the end of that day is when they found out that he had hurt himself and cracked
the rib.
Very
nice.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
some dedication.
That is a very dedicated actor.
I mean, you saw him go down, but you did not see that level of, ow.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. All right, next up we have the Aristocats.
I like the chicharroni like they make at home, or a healthy fish with a big backbone. I'm Abraham DeLacy. Giuseppe Casey. Thomas O'Malley, O'Malley the alley cat. I've got that wanderlust, gotta walk the scene, gotta kick up highway dust, feel the grass that's green, gotta strut them city streets, showing off my eclat, yeah, telling my friends of the social elite, or some cute cat I happen to meet, that I'm Abraham DeLacy, Giuseppe Casey, Thomas O'Malley, O'Malley the alley cat. I'm king of the highway, prince of the boulevard, duke of the avant-garde. The world is my backyard. So if you're going my way, that's the road you want to seek. Calcutta to Rome, or home sweet home in Paris. Magnifique you all. I only got myself and this big old world, but I sip that cup of life with my fingers curled. I don't worry what road to take, I don't have to think of that. Whatever I take is the road I make, it's the road of life, make no mistake, for me. Yeah, Abraham DeLacy, Giuseppe Casey, Thomas O'Malley, O'Malley the alley cat. That's right, and I'm very proud of that. Yeah.
Thomas O'Malley the alley cat. All right, sung by Phil Harris from the 1970, not 1960. We said it wrong earlier. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Film The Aristocats.
I hope you sing every single song at the end of everyone, like when we cut back in. I hope that's what happens. My life will be complete then. Even if you don't know it like that well, learn it. Just to sing a little snippet. Anyway.
So last night, we were actually watching this, and as I said in the beginning of the show, which is a reason why I also picked the song for tonight, there's a part in the movie where the ducks or the
goose,
the geese, whatever. The they're showing the cats how to walk, and they're mm-hmm. doing the
waddle.
Yeah, they're waddling their booties and mm-hmm. stuff. And so, like, we had Penelope and Carl and yeah. myself walking through the house, strutting our stuff, waddling our butts. It was super cute. Anyway.
Did you know Aristocats is based off a real life story
of the aristocrats?
No, like real
cats.
No,
I know. Oh, of real cats?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, obviously they don't like talk in real life. No. But yeah, it was inspired by a true story of the Parisian family of cats in circa 1910.
Wow.
And these cats famously inherited a fortune. Now, I could not find the amount, though if I'm pretty sure if I did extra digging, I could figure it out. But ain't nobody got time for that digging level of dig.
If we find it, we'll post it on our Facebook page, which is
Notes from the Stage.
Just search for it.
It's pretty simple. We're real original up here when it comes to coming up with Facebook pages and stuff.
Yeah. Ta-da! And if people want, I'm going to start over. I'm sorry. I was just blah, 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 blah,
blah. Flying monkey got her.
If people want to contact us, if we're looking at the Notes from the Stage on Facebook, you can message us there.
Mm-hmm.
Or people can email us.
Yeah, at notesfromthestage@gmail.com. Like I said, we're real original.
And you can also follow us on Twitter, which is?
NFTS957.
Fantastic.
And then you can even go to our website. Our specific website?
But the station's website.
Yeah, for all of our other shows. Not ours, but the radio station shows.
Exactly.
Boy, that was.
And that is thecross957.org. You can find music. Well, okay, yes, music, because it's in our show. But you can find our old shows from way back when we first started, back in April of 2017.
Yes.
It took us out there if you want to, you know, listen to one of our old shows. I don't recommend it. We weren't very well put together at that point.
Oh, shush. Oh, man.
Oh, just kidding. We still aren't. So.
She's so full of stuff today.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I don't know what happened to us today.
I don't know either.
We're just a little squirrely today.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez.
All right, up next we have, I say that a lot, I'm really sorry for saying up next, but whatever.
Well, it's true. It technically is. What's next?
Yeah. A song I'm going to have really hard time trying to pronounce. It's kind of funny. It's okay. It is from the 2005 musical Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
I understand you are completely numb from the waist down, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
No feeling whatsoever.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
I see. So, this little piggy says...
Nothing.
And this little piggy, the same.
Uh-huh.
I suppose then it's futile to wiggle or doodle or jiggle this piggy. Well, ain't that a shame. And this one...
Like wood.
And this one. They're good. So that's the entire contingent. We'll have to try something a little more stringent.
Stringent?
Trust me, Fräulein, I am a doctor. When I was young, and I was cute, and I was in the institute, they banged it in us like a drum, the Corpus Hippocraticum. So just before you graduate, you raise your hand and stand up straight, and everybody has to quote that zippy Hippocratic oath. You swear to God to heal the sick, but do no damage, that's the trick. Even if you have to lop a leg, or God forbid, an arm. If it's for the best, go crack a chest or slice them open like a vest. But first, do no harm. Yodelay, whoop. Nothing?
Nope.
A medical professional, before he starts a sessional, be sure to pause and clear his head and think on what old Hippo said. A real mensch with lots of heart bestowed on us this noble art. And let me tell you that ain't easy in 380 B.C. Defend the weak and mend the ill, prescribe a pill, then send a bill. For many years the system has been a-working like a charm. But you must recollect, with great respect, Hippocrates and what he versed. First, do
Charlie, my boy.
But, Doctor, this seems so cruel.
On the contrary, Fräulein, Sergeant Benson would be the happiest man on earth if he could feel any pain. Yeah?
You bet.
Let's all yodel. Yodel day, yodel yodel day, yodel day. Like bats out of the Atticum, like popes out of the Vatican,
like nylon sheets with staticum,
like jockeys from the Paddicum,
or fish sticks from the Hatticum,
or you, psychosomaticum, to be.
Woo! Well, I guess that's that.
I look at him, the sorry face. I know I have to take this case. It's who I am, it's what I do. If you were me, you'd have to do. If I were him or I were you, I'd look at me, unlikely view. For here I am, and here we go. Hippocrates would wish it so. This man intrigues me. I will take Sergeant Benson on as my patient.
Doctor, look. He's so happy he's crying.
Oh.
Do you really think you can have him walking again?
Walking? I'll have him running, jumping, shouting, shrieking. Or my name isn't Doctor. I will come outside.
Rufhausen mit Hufhausen, sung by none other than John Lithgow.
When we were like, who sang that? So we could put it on
we
our,
know the name.
Our information.
We know the
and
name.
I was
who
like,
was this?
The dude from Harry and the Hendersons. I couldn't think of it either.
And
I had
Third
to,
Rock from the Sun. And oh yeah, Dexter.
That was like the first thing that popped into my head.
Over
oh yeah, he's
place.
Been.
I love it.
He's been around for.
He
hot
was
minute.
In Pitch Perfect 3 too. He played
he
Rebel Wilson's dad.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Fat Amy.
Fat Amy.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay,
that was,
anyways,
sorry. Divergent.
Yep, 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 yep. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Ashley, do you have any information on that?
Nope.
Okay, well, we're going to jump into the next song.
Cool.
Alrighty.
One boy, boy for sale. He's going cheap. Only 7 guineas. That's all they're about. Small boy, rather pale. From lack of sleep, feed him gruel dinners, stop him getting stout. If I should say he wasn't very greedy, I could not, I'd be telling you a tale. One boy for sale, come take a peep. Have you ever seen as nice a boy for sale?
Thank you.
must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone who I can mean something to? Say where she may hide. Must I travel far and wide till I am beside the someone who I can mean something to?
That was the song Boy for Sale from the 1963 original Broadway show Oliver. It is the end of our show this evening, and I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. You can see it, well, not see us, but hear us every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. I am Callie.
And I'm Ashley.
And we hope you guys have a very wonderful evening.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
But firmly they come kill us to say goodbye to.